Ask any New Yorker and they'll tell you, bodegas are an important fixture in their city. The small corner stores sell everything from milk and eggs to cat food and rolling papers. But with the coronavirus, many of these stores are shut down. Ones that are still open face a huge challenge, how to keep running while making sure the staff stay safe. Here's the world's Shirin Jafari.
Let me step outside.
20-year-old Nassim Al-Montasser has been helping out at his parents' grocery store in Brighton Beach, Brooklyn. He's a college student, but now that schools are closed, he's spending more time at the bodega.
It gets very busy. I mean, we sell fruits and vegetables.
As the coronavirus pandemic has ravaged much of New York City, some bodegas shut down or cut their hours. But for the Al-Montasser family, things have gone the opposite direction. Demand skyrocketed. And so Nassim's parents decided to keep the store open 24 hours a day. It's good business for sure, but Nassim says it's also stressful.
I haven't ever thought of fear going to work. Simple fear, like waking up the next day.
A lot of the fear comes from not having enough protective gear, like masks and gloves.
It's been over a month where we've been using the same gloves. We've been using the same masks, and that's unsanitary itself.
Bodegas can be a coronavirus minefield, often small, cramped spaces with little room for social distancing. Some stores have put up plexiglass, Nassim says, that separates the employees from customers. But at his workplace, they haven't done that. In some neighborhoods, bodegas provide more than 80% of the food that people buy. That's according to a report put out by the city. And many of these businesses are owned and operated by immigrants.
90% of Yemeni Americans are actually merchants.
Dabi Al-Montasser heads the Yemeni Merchants Association, a group that represents more than 4,000 small business owners across New York City. She says when the outbreak began, many bodega workers didn't realize how serious it is.
Because many of our bodega owners, as well as their workers, work, 12 to 14 hour shifts, they don't have the luxury to follow the news and to, keep up to date on everything.
In some cases, she says, language is a barrier. So her organization started translating educational material about COVID-19 and send them out to bodegas across town. And now they've launched a campaign to donate safety kits.
3 to 5 masks, a bottle of hand sanitizer, and a box of 100 latex gloves that they can use, during their operating hours.
These items have been in short supply in New York City. Al-Montasser says she's relied on personal contacts to get a hold of masks and gloves from China. She says the city has agreed to waive tariffs on them. New York City has a department that works with small businesses. I asked them about protective gear for bodega workers and they didn't respond. Ali Zandani is a deli shop employee. He tells me he's still waiting on new masks.
This one mask has been on me for like a week and a half now, which you're supposed to change every 6 hours.
Zandani is a high school student. He's been helping out at his father's business called the 10 Star Deli.
I work a couple of blocks from the Brooklyn Hospital, which also has the 2 trailers where all the dead bodies are in.
Zandani says it gives him chills to think about the trailers. Sometimes the nurses from the hospital stop by the store.
They come and they tell us their experience, like what they have, that they see people dying in front of their own eyes, which is very sad.
They give him advice on how to sanitize surfaces in the deli and how to keep safe. He's doing his best, he says, but he knows coming into work is risky.
So I get home and it's hard. As soon as I walk into the house, I don't want to, like, for example, catch it while I'm outside and pass it on to my sisters and my family. And I have my grandma, she's upstairs, where she's pretty old, and I don't want to pass that on to her.
Several bodega workers tell me they feel like they don't have a choice but to keep their businesses open. Their neighbors depend on them, and they have bills to pay too. Here's Nassim Al-Montasser again.
We are the scene, right? We are what's going on in New York City. People are coming to us. A lot of supermarkets are closed. We really need people to take this seriously.
So far, the Yemeni Merchants Association knows of at least 65 bodega employees who've tested positive for COVID-19. And it says more than a dozen people have died from the disease. For The World, I'm Shirin Jafari.